It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he's been doing for the last little while, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we just cannot seem to shake winter. It keeps coming back. We've got a small disturbance that came through earlier in the week and, you know, maybe the first of next week as well. So we're going to kind of talk about what it looks like getting into the backcountry. And then one of the questions that I want to talk to Brett about is, obviously, the temperatures are going to start getting warmer. And what does that kind of do for the avalanche risk in our area? Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, great to be here again, Dave. Yeah, winter just does not want to seem to stop. And I like your point about talking about the spring warm-up when that eventually happens.
So let's talk about kind of where we're at right now as we head into the weekend and keeping people safe out there. Where can they recreate and what can they do safely this weekend? Of course, they can do it safely. They just got to watch out for certain things, correct?
That's right. That's right. The pattern we've been in is we've been having these spring storms, and they've been kind of windy, and that's been the real big factor. Last week, we had a pretty significant storm, almost 3 feet of snow in the high country there, and it was quite windy. That produced some natural avalanche activity. There were no human-triggered avalanches. Maybe folks were just heeding the warnings and staying away from the steep stuff where the wind has been drifting that snow. But that was the situation last weekend. And it'll be somewhat similar situation this weekend. You know, we've got this storm that's moving through and kind of tail end of it. It's another windy one today, and that will drift snow. So that's what folks will need to be paying attention to out there this weekend. Now, the good news is that, especially for folks with some experience traveling around back there, these wind drifts and wind slabs, the problem's pretty easy to identify and avoid. So it's not the worst time to go out in the backcountry. We're going to be dealing with a mostly moderate avalanche danger. It may be considerable on Saturday morning. That's kind of an elevated danger. But it'll be relegated to the more higher terrain, really steep slopes in the upper elevations where that wind has drifted snow. So things are looking pretty good for the most part.
And as long as, and we talk about this all the time, as long as you get out and you're safe and you're very careful in what you're doing, there's no worries about going out and enjoying yourself in the backcountry, but you've just got to follow those few simple rules to be safe out there. I mean, we just saw in the news last weekend what an avalanche did up there in Utah County, so we've got to be very careful and very safe when we head out. So what are some of the things that people need to worry about and watch out for?
Absolutely. Again, that the our pattern has been spring storms with wind. So that's the number one thing. Before you even get out into the backcountry, one of the best things you can do is consult the daily avalanche forecast, and it's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the website, and so if you're getting out, check that out Saturday morning. And it'll give you the most up-to-date information. It'll tell you about any type of avalanche problems that we're expecting, and how to identify those and avoid those problems. If you follow that advice, you can go up there and have a real, real safe day.
Now, I kind of mentioned it at the beginning. We will eventually, we hope, see some warmer temperatures, and what do warmer temperatures do for the avalanche risk? I mean, do they make it greater? Do they make it less? And I would assume that we don't want it to warm up too much, too quick.
Yeah, that's kind of the key, Dave, is the worst-case scenario is a real rapid warm-up. Now, if we kind of slide into the warmer spring temperatures gradually, that's a much better situation. It actually will help stabilize the snowpack. But if it goes too quick, if it gets warm and stays warm for a series of days, really warm, that can make things become very unstable. It can be quite a shock to the winter snowpack when it goes through that transition. And we can see the mountains, like I like to describe to people, they tend to shed when we see that situation. So a real shock to the system with warm temperatures, and we can see significant wet snow avalanches up there.
So once again, get out, have your fun, be very safe, be very careful. The one thing that we do have going on here next week as well is all schools in our area are going to be out for spring break. So you know what? There could be people up in the hills, and just be safe and have a good time, really.
Absolutely. You know, and in general, we're in a pretty good situation right now. We don't have any type of persistent weak layer that's buried within the snowpack that continues to produce avalanches. It's more of these new snowstorms and wind-drifted terrain. That's where the problems are. And like, again, it's a fairly simple thing to identify and to avoid. So it's not the worst time to be out in the backcountry. And it looks to me like this pattern is going to continue through next week. And if folks check that daily avalanche forecast before heading out, there's good advice for them, and they can get up there and have a great, safe day.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Brett Kobernick of the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, before we get out of here, give them that web address one more time where they can find you guys.
Yeah, that's utahavalanchecenter.org, and search for the skyline on that website there, and that'll bring up that daily forecast.
All right, Brett, thank you so much for taking the time out, as you always do. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
That sounds good. Yeah, looks like more storms, so I'm sure we'll have more to talk about.
As always, one day it will stop.
All right.
All right, Brett, thank you so much. You have a good day.
You bet.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.